This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there's no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers in Islam, I encourage you to fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jal, your Lord, states in the Holy Quran. All those who believe, fear Allah the way you should be feared, and do not die unless you're in the state of Islam. My brothers in Islam, one of the things that we learn out of the month of Ramadan is for us to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to constantly repent to Allah azza wa jal. The month of Ramadan was the month of repentance. The month of Ramadan was the month of istighfar. But the month of Ramadan is not the only month for repentance, and it's not the only month for istighfar. But istighfar, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repenting to Allah azza wa jal, is always and every time of the day and night. In the month of Ramadan, before the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, in every single moment of your life, you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever hold back and never ever delay your repentance to Allah. A lot of us do associate repentance only to particular times and occasions, like the month of Ramadan, on the day of Hajj. During Hajj, when you go to Mecca and Medina, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before and after, there's no repentance to Allah. We want to correct ourselves and we want to correct our mindset, our way of thinking, that repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, is not limited to a particular time, particular month, or a particular place. Seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always and every day. And your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always the first to constantly repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. Let us see what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about himself. He says, Ya ayyuhal nas, istaghfirullaha wa tubu ilayh. فوالله الذي نفسي بيده إني لا أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 times أو 100 times. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about himself, O people, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Him by Allah, in which my soul in His hands. I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Him every single day. Over 70 times. In another narration, over 100 times. That's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying about himself. And who's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Not only he is a prophet and a messenger, and not only he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger of Allah azza wa jal, not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the highest status, but he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guaranteed forgiveness. He is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven his sins, the past and the future. He is the sinless man, the infallible man, the one that does not even carry a sin. Yes, you and I carry many sins, and sins are recorded upon us. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have or carry any sin, nor that any sin is recorded upon him. So this man, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the greatest creation of Allah, the sinless servant of Allah, the one that does not carry any sins in disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, he seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah Azza wa Jal every single day over 70 times. Not in the month of Ramadan and the days of the month of Ramadan in front of the Kaaba, in Mecca and early in Medina, no. But every single day. Every single day of his life, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 70 times. In another narration, over 100 times. That's Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is he doing that? He's doing that because he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and he's acquiring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, but also to teach you and I the importance of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness every single day. Astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayh. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah azza wa jal. He is to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah azza wa jal every single day of 100 times. Which means you and I need to do the same thing. Not only the same thing, but even more, because He is the one that's forgiven. We're not guaranteed forgiveness. He's the one that doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I continue to disobey Allah azza wa jal, whether on a small scale or a big scale, minor sins or major sins. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one that never used to neglect the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal or have much of a shortcomings towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you and I have a lot of shortcomings. We neglect a lot of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, my brothers in Islam, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and saying, Allahumma inni atubu ilayk, O Allah, I am repenting to you. Allahumma inni astaghfiruk, O Allah, I am seeking your forgiveness, is not only and limited to the month of Ramadan, but always and every moment of your life. And that's the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Holy Quran, watubu ila Allah. أيها المؤمنون وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon the believers for them to constantly repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, individually or collectively. Individually or collectively, constantly repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal is calling upon you that you seek His forgiveness and repent to Him. Always and every day. Maybe some of us from Laylatul Qadr. Maybe some of us from Laylatul Qadr. We have not even sought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness yet. From Laylatul Qadr. For nearly over a month, we did not even seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness yet. Maybe the word astaghfirullah did not even come out of our mouths. Why? Istighfar on Laylatul Qadr. Seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. Repenting to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the month of Ramadan. You are wrong. If there's one thing that I want out of this khutbah, is for you and I to understand that seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repenting to Allah Azza wa Jalla is always and every day. Not limited to time, not limited to month, and not limited to places. We become more inclined, yes, it's part of our nature. We become a lot more inspired and motivated in the month of Ramadan, during the days of Hajj, in front of the Kaaba, in Medina. We become a lot more motivated to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah azza wa jalla. I understand that. But that does not mean just because you're not in a particular time, like the month of Ramadan or at Hajj, or because you're not at a particular place like Mecca and Medina, it doesn't mean that you don't repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. Your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. Every single day. Not once, not twice, not 10 times, ever 70 times. And He's the forgiven one. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. So much so, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah azza had informed the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam that Allah azza had forgiven him, when Allah had informed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they had been completely forgiven, not only the past sins, but even the future ones. Even the future ones. There's a lot of good deeds and actions in the Sharia, in the deen, through the Quran and Sunnah, that if you do them, practice them, implement them, the virtue and the excellence of those good deeds is that the Sharia says Allah will forgive your past sins. You perform Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your past sins. You say such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your past sins. You do this, Allah forgives your past sins. But there's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Sharia says, if you do this, Allah will forgive your future sins. It's not going to happen. The best outcome that you could do out of the best of deeds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your previous sins. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that he has been given the advantage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven his past and previous sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also had forgiven his future sins if he had any past or future sins, because he doesn't commit sins. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'soom. He's sinless, infallible. It doesn't make sense that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you, don't do the haram and he does the haram. Don't do that and he does it himself. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't sin. Does not even think of a sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guaranteed him forgiveness in the past and the future. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of that, that Allah azza wa jal had guaranteed you forgiveness, past sins and future sins, if you had any past sins, and there's no way you're going to have any future sins anyway. So what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? You put yourself in that position. Imagine, I'm going to put myself in that position. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs you, tonight you get this notice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is never going to happen. I'm just saying, imagine. Jibreel comes down to you and says, you know what? I've got good news for you. Glad tidings. Allah had forgiven your past sins and the future sins. You know the first thing that you're going to do tomorrow is you're not going to wake up for Fajr. That's the first thing. Alhamdulillah. Day off. That's the first thing, straight away, in a negative connotation. The first thing that I'm going to do, the first thing that we're going to do when we are informed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal informs us that we've been forgiven the past and the future sin, is the first thing that we're going to neglect from the salah. The first thing that we're going to do. Neglect the salah, neglect the worship of Allah. Allah Akbar, it's a holiday. It's a big pay. It's a payout. Now it's retirement. And not only that, then we'll start falling and indulging ourselves in the sins. Long overdue. Alhamdulillah, I've been forgiven. Start committing the haram. Our weak character. That's our weak character. If we are informed that we are forgiven the past and the future, the first thing that we start doing is neglecting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rights upon us. And start disobeying Allah azza wa jal. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is different. That moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah had forgiven his past sins and the future sins, is that moment that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased from his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increased from repenting to Allah azza wa jal. Increased from seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So much so, my brothers in Islam, that after that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they had been forgiven his past sins and the future sins, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased from the nafil prayer, from the qiyam and the tahajjud prayer, to the extent that his wife will see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing so long that the legs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will swell and shiver. So Aisha tells him, O Messenger of Allah, why? Why do you burden yourself so much in a long duration of standing in the salah until your legs shiver because you are standing for so long, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already forgiven your past sins and the future sins? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed you they had been forgiven your past sins and your future sins, what do you burden yourself? Why do you bring that burden upon yourself? So what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reply back? He said, "Idhan, afala akunu abdan shakura." If that's the case, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guaranteed me forgiveness, my past sins and my future sins, if that's the case, then shouldn't I be more thankful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't I thank Allah more? Shouldn't I be more of an appreciative servant to Allah Azza wa Jal? Shouldn't I show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sign of appreciation, a sign of gratitude, a sign of thankfulness? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me the advantage, then I should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. Not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala less. Look at the mindset. Look at the mindset. Subhanallah, people finish from the month of Ramadan, and because they know They've done good in the month of Ramadan, extra worships, extra fasting. Done good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Because of that sense of feeling, alhamdulillah, I've done good in the month of Ramadan, they take that as a leverage for them after the month of Ramadan to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, I've already done my part. I've done my part, alhamdulillah. What part? In the month of Ramadan, mashallah, mashallah alay. MashaAllah alay, in the month of Ramadan, I was fasting every single day, I was praying every single day, I donated in the month of Ramadan, I even cried in the month of Ramadan. So what does that mean? After the month of Ramadan, take a break now. And that's what happens after the month of Ramadan. People take a break. They leverage. They take advantage of what I've done in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, I've done good in the month of Ramadan, which means it allows me to do bad after the month of Ramadan. I've done my share. I've done my fair share. I've done my part in the month of Ramadan. That's why after the month of Ramadan, I could do whatever I want to do. Alhamdulillah. But your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah informed him that Allah had forgiven him his past sins and his future sins, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stepped it up even more. Now, I need to do more. Now, I need to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal more. Now, I need to even seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness even more. Subhanallah, different mindset. Different characters. Different minds, different hearts. Different outlooks. So my brother in Islam, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan had finished. And I know it's been a month because tomorrow we're going to start a new month, which is the second month that comes after the month of Ramadan. So it's already over 1 month from the end of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was the month of repentance and istighfar, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. But it doesn't mean you stop seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah azza wa jal after the month of Ramadan. It doesn't mean you slack off. Because you've done good in the month of Ramadan, you stuck up after the month of Ramadan. Now that's when you need to step it up. Now you need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness even more. Your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed Allah had forgiven him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more forgiveness. Subhanallah, amazing to the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that, my brother in Islam, we should and must seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness every single day. And if you can't do it 70 times a day as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, do it 60 times a day. Not 60 times, 50 times. Not 50 times, 40 times. Not 40 times, 30 times. Not 30 times, 20 times. Not 20 times, at least 10 times a day. Not 10 times a day, after every salah. And that's why after every salah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. After the salah, astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. The first thing that he said after he finished from the salah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, is to start with the istighfar. Times that by five, that's at least 15 times a day. But when you say it, mean it. When you say, ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness, mean. Have it in your heart. Mean it that you are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. You feel bad over the sins that you had committed. You feel bad over disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel bad that you went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. You feel bad over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do and you didn't do. Or you did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to do. You feel bad over that. No, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Say it 1,000 times. If it's not coming out of the heart, it means nothing. If it's not coming out of the heart, it means nothing. So when you say astaghfirullah, you mean it. You're genuine, you're sincere about it. That yes, ya Allah, I am seeking your forgiveness because I did something wrong. And if it's not a major sin, minor sin. If it's not a major sin or minor sin, and you know yourself you're perfect because you did not commit any sins, at least seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness from the shortcomings. Everyone knows himself. If I'm not committing major sins, I'm not committing any minor sins, alhamdulillah, that's a big ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon you. But at the end of the day, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek Allah Azza wa Jalla's forgiveness for the shortcomings that you have towards Him. No matter what you do, no matter what you've done, you still have shortcomings towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon. Whether listening here, subhanahu, قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر. وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. My brothers in Islam, once again, istighfar, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Tawbah, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not confined or limited to any particular time or space. We continue to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah azza wa jal always. Always, in the morning and the evening. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his hands of forgiveness, his door of forgiveness and mercy during the day for those who had committed a sin, during the night for them to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his hands of forgiveness and mercy, his gates and doors of forgiveness and mercy for those who had committed during the night, for those who had committed a sin during the day, for them to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So the door and the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving you and accepting your repentance is 24/7 operational. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to miss the opportunity for you to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Him, and for you to miss the opportunity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving you. That service is 24/7. The service of the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting your repentance is 24/7, does not close, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, until the sun rises from the west. That's the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That service does not close until the day of judgment, or just before the day of judgment. When the sun rises from the west, that's one of the major signs of the day of judgment, which means that the day of judgment just near. So that service is 24/7. To seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you could do it anywhere, anytime, any place, any moment, any occasion, any situation. You just seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. You don't have to go to Hajj for you to be forgiven. You don't have to wait for Ramadan for you to be forgiven. You don't have to wait for the day of Arafah for Allah to forgive you. You don't have to wait for the day of Muharram for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You don't have to wait for Laylatul Qadr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You don't have to be sick for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You don't have to be poor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You don't have to be facing atrocities or a predicament or hardship or test or trial for you to be forgiven. You could seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness anytime, any place, anywhere, any moment, any situation. Just raise your hands to Allah and be sincere. Be sincere in you seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Be sincere in your tawbah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Holy Quran, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sincere and a pure, genuine repentance. Sincere repentance that stems from the qalb, from the heart. It comes out of your heart. Ya Rab, I am genuine in seeking your forgiveness. I'm genuine in repenting to you. I regret the sins that I had committed. I regret over the haram that I had fallen in. I regret that. That's part of the conditions of repentance. Regret and remorse. Regret and remorse from the bottom of your heart. Ya Rab, I regret disobeying you. I will never ever disobey you ever again. So once again, my brothers in Islam, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Holy Quran. Repent to Allah azza wa jal a sincere, pure repentance. Repent to Allah azza wa jal always and every time, in every situation, in every circumstance. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you find Allah azza wa jal there for you. The service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting the repentance and seeking forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal is open 24/7. You just seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and know and have that confidence that if you are sincere in your repentance, Allah will accept your repentance. If you are sincere in your repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. If you are sincere in seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah Azza will forgive you. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of a man that killed 100 lives, but he was sincere about his repentance. And he initiated the steps that he was advised to take by one of the scholars. He said, you need to go to a different town. And initiated that. On his way, he died. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to measure the distance between him and the city that he was going to and the city that he came out from. And if it's closer to the city that he came out from, let him go to the hellfire. And if it's closer to the city that he was going to, let him go to the paradise. And he became more closer to the city that he was going to, only by one hand span. Allah accepted his repentance, even though he killed 100 lives. He was sincere about his repentance. He was sincere. And about that man, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes mention that he had committed all sorts of sins. All kinds of sins. And when he was on his deathbed, his children came to him and he said to them, when I die, cremate me. When I turn into ashes, just distribute and divide the ashes, some on land and some in the ocean. And they did that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him back together. And Allah told him, what did you do that for? What made you do what you did? He said, because Ya Rabb, I fear you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'll forgive you. He was sincere in his repentance before his death. Allah forgives. But you have to be sincere in your repentance. You don't have to go to Hajj for you to be forgiven. You don't have to wait for the month of Ramadan for you to be forgiven. You don't have to wait for a particular circumstance or time or moment for you to be forgiven. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and collectively all those who believe so you could succeed. Because your repentance is your success. But the moment that you're on your deathbed, that's it, the door of repentance closes. You repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you die. Now you have an opportunity. Repent to Allah Azza wa sincere, and Allah Azza wa accept your repentance. I wanna be in Jannah, Jannah, yeah. Jannah, Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah, 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 Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah, Jannah, Jannah.